So let's talk a little bit about letting go of negative emotions. And what we're actually going to talk about is all of precision repatterning. To me, precision repatterning is the umbrella that I put over any of the techniques that allow us to go back in the past and release negative emotions from the past, or limiting decisions, or change our past, or change the major patterns that we have as a result of things in the past. A little bit of the history of precision repatterning. Some of the first techniques in this were founded right in the mid 70s. For example, change personal history. Change personal history was one of the older techniques that allowed us to go back and actually change the past. Change personal history was one of the first techniques in NLP that worked with the past. And what we began to look at was more of cognitive psychological models rather than the behavioral psychological models. Like anchoring comes from behavioral psychology. Change personal history and re-imprinting come from more of the cognitive model. So change personal history, let's look at that one first. That's on the last page of the handouts that say precision repatterning on them. Oh, I'm sorry, it's the second to last page. Second to the last page of the handouts that say precision repatterning is change personal history. Change personal history is a technique where you simply take, remember collapse anchors that we learned in our practitioner training? So you set up a very positive, powerful resource anchor, and then you get the negative anchor, whatever it is. Like, let's say somebody's angry on the freeway, right? So what you would do is you'd anchor a positive, powerful resource anchor. Let's say we were going to do it on the knuckles. You could get one that's built up of several different states. Like, you have them remember a time when they were totally powerful, totally confident, totally loved. And you'll anchor each of those states on the knuckle. That's called stacking an anchor. So what we would do for a change personal history is we would stack a very powerful positive resource anchor, or we could do it with a circle of excellence. Circle of excellence is also a very powerful positive resource anchor. And then, once we've stacked that positive anchor, if we were doing a collapse anchors, let's talk about collapse anchors first, then we would anchor the negative state that we wanted to collapse. Like, let's say, being on the freeway and getting angry. Go back to a time when you were angry on the freeway. Go back to a specific time. As you remember that time now, step into your body, see what you saw, hear what you heard, feel what you felt. And then you're going to anchor that right when they're at the peak of that state. So then a collapse anchor is what you would do for collapse anchors is you'd fire both anchors off simultaneously until you see them integrate. And then you hold the positive anchor for about 5 seconds longer. Okay, if you're doing it with a circle of excellence, you might have them set up the circle of excellence and then recall the time when they were in that state on the freeway. And then you'd have them step into the positive anchor while thinking of being on the freeway. That collapses the negative anchor of being on the freeway. Make sense? Okay, that's how you would do a collapse anchors. Collapse anchors we do in current time. So we're collapsing a current problem that they have in their life, like going home and getting angry when they see the kids' toys on the floor. That might be a case where we would use a collapse anchors. Uh-huh.
So I tell the client, okay, step into your circle of excellence,
First, you'd have to set up a circle of excellence.
Well, let's say they already got there.
Even if they already had a circle of excellence, you'd want to stack in some powerful states before you go collapsing negative states into it.
Okay, so now it's all stacked with positive. Now I'm going to step out and recall, I can't stand to drive on the freeway. Okay.
Right.
And then as soon as you see them...
Integrate.
Integrating. So they step into their circle of excellence.
Right.
They start to integrate
right.
The positive over the...
Over the negative. Right. It's like the positive engulfs the negative state.
And then tell them to step up. That whole process you take?
It's called a collapse anchors. No, that's about a 10-minute process because you've got to set up the circle of excellence. Even if they've already got it. Even if they've already got a circle of excellence, it's very important that you stack some positive, powerful states in there. Because otherwise you're going to dilute the circle of excellence over time, and also they're not going to have the powerful kinesthetic that they'd have if you did do it right there on the spot. So that's how you might collapse anchors. Okay, that's how you might collapse an anchor. And basically, for a collapse anchors to work, you just need to get a more powerful positive resource state that's more powerful than the negative state that you're going to collapse. And you fire both anchors off simultaneously. That's what's happening. So the negative state becomes engulfed in the positive state and disappears. Now, on a change personal history that we're looking at here, it's on page 13 of your handout section. It says change personal history at the top. A changed personal history is a collapse anchors with a temporal component. So it says, let's just read down through the steps here. And this is what historically one of the first techniques in NLP that was used for cleaning up the past. So it says, get in rapport. That's the first step. Set the frame. So tell them you're going to be doing anchoring, which will require that you touch them. Then you're going to decide on the resource states needed and stack a very powerful positive resource anchor. Now, the resource anchor, you could stack in a number of different ways. One of the easiest ways to do it for a changed personal history is to stack their resource anchor on their hand in a certain location or on a knuckle. And you just have them recall several powerful states, and you stack a very powerful positive resource anchor right there. That's one way to do it. The other way you could do it is to do the circle of excellence once again, and you stack up a very powerful positive circle of excellence. Then it says decide on the memories to be changed and anchor in different locations. Okay, so if we were to do that on the hand, what we would do is we would have them, a changed personal history is going to be useful when there's like four or five memories that you want to change, like things that were really traumatic, I wouldn't say traumatic, but things that were negative remembrances in their past. What you do is you have them associate into each of those memories and you anchor each one in a different location on the hand. Remember, we never stack negative anchors. So you would anchor them each in a different location. Okay, then here's the next step. Once you have them anchored in different locations, you would then fire the positive resource anchor while simultaneously firing one of the negative anchors. See it integrate. Hold the positive for 5 seconds longer. Fire the positive anchor while firing off another one of the negative anchors.
Are you going to lift off in between?
Yeah. See it integrate, hold the positive 5 seconds longer, fire another one, and so you're just systematically going to go and collapse each one of those anchors. That's how you do it on a hand. Here's how you do it with the circle of excellence. So you got the circle of excellence set up on the floor. All you'd have to do with a circle of excellence, much easier, is have them associate, have them think of that time in the past where they were in that negative memory, go back to that time, step into their body, see what they saw, hear what they heard, and feel the feelings, and then have them step into the circle while they're associated into that event, and have that become engulfed in the positive of the circle of excellence until it integrates. Then you can have them break state, step back out, and do another memory. So you're just collapsing those negative memories into the circle of excellence. Not necessarily. It depends on what, like for a changed personal history, I'll use either that technique or the other. My tendency is to use a re-imprinting when I'm working with the past now with anchoring. And we'll go on to that in a moment. But I just wanted you to get a sense for how a changed personal history is done. A lot of schools of NLP no longer teach this. I was never taught this.